Gemara Daf Gimel Amud Aleph is the kasha that we know there are two lashonas of the Gemara as to whether machitza in the Mishnah means guda or means chaluka. So the Gemara asks, even if rotsu they should still be able to be chozer b'hem. The poshut pshat in the Mishnah is that the shutfin are able to force each other to build a kosa in certain circumstances. In the circumstance where there's a rotsu, so then they can force each other to build a kosa. What's the rotsu going on? So either it's rotsu to build the kosa, they agree to the kosa, or they were rotsu on the chalukah. But either way, once there's a rotsu, so then they can be kofin zeh livnos es kosa. So the Gemara is ki rotsu mai havi lahadri bahu. Even if they were rotsu, so what's the machayev? How can they be kofin each other? How can they be kofin each other? If someone doesn't want to do it, so he'll just be chozer bo. So can't the chazera work? So we pointed out that kasha taka might be on both lashonos. On both lashonos, the Gemara is asking, can't they be chozer bo? So to that, the Gemara says, b'shakanu miyodim. There was a kinyan. A kinyan was done. Pashup pshat is that there was a kinyan sudder. The kinyan sudder locks it in. It locks it in. Now that there's a kinyan sudder, they can't back out. So, in fact, the Gemara, but the economy of them, I have a Kenyan Devaran Ba'amahu. In fact, the Gemara, economy of them doesn't help. Because even if there's a Kenyan Sudar, it's doch a Kenyan Devaran Ba'alma. It's a Kenyan on Devarim. As Rashi says, it's not Mecher, it's not a Maton, it's not a Shiba Karkos, it's not something that the Kenyan can be chaos on, so therefore, the Kenyan should be invalid. So the Gemara gives two answers, that either we're talking b'shakana miyodam beruchos, that they were borer lo chalokim, each one says, I'm going to take a different chelek, they specify the karka, so once they specify the karka that they're going to be getting, it's not kana miyodam be'alma, it's not a kenyan dvarim be'alma, but rather it's kana miyodam beruchos, there is something substantive, and that's why it's going to work. But Ashi says, no, that kegon sheholach zebeso shalov ahechzeg, zebeso shalov ahechzeg. He introduces the idea that maybe they actually did some kind of kinyan chazaka on the karka. We'll have to figure out what exactly is the difference between that and the first answer. But the tzad ashava, the common denominator of both answers, is that obviously we're assuming in this situation that they made a kinyan in such a way that it's not going to be a kinyan devar. And because it's not a kinyan devar, that's why it's going to be binding, and that's why the shofim are going to be able to force each other to build a kosa. So we were starting to discuss last time, what exactly is the chisaron of kinyan dvarim? And when does this chisaron apply to what kinyon? So Rashi has an eye-opening comment. He says, kinyan dvarim hu ve'en chalipin kol nimel adavra anikna o mecher, o b'mecher, o b'matan, o shi b'karkos, etc. Sha'kinyan chal olav. Rashi says that chalipin doesn't work. Kinyan dvarim lo mahani means that chalipin doesn't work on dvar. Rabbeinu Yonah, in a totally different context, on the Vayin Zayin, and talking about being Kona Ashtar, right? Or not being Kona Ashtar, but being making a Kenyan to obligate someone to write a Ashtar, right? Someone sells Karka, Reuven sells Karka to Shimon. And Reuven says, you know what? I even agree that they should write a Ashtar Raya. You're going to be calling with Kesef, let's say, but we'll write a Ashtar Raya that you'll be able to prove later that I sold you the Karka. What happens is he backs out and says, you know what? I don't want you to have the Raya. That's such a nice guy. But can he back out and say, I don't agree that they should write the shtar? I'm doing the kinyan, but I don't agree that they should write the shtar. Does he have the ability to do that? Rabbeinu Yonah says that he does, because the whole thing is just a kinyan of Rambam. What was he kona on? He made a kinyan, right? Even if he makes a kinyan, he made a kinyan to write a shtar. He made a kinyan on the maisa of writing a shtar. He didn't make a kinyan on the shtar. He made a kinyan that now he's telling the Eidim that they could write the shtar, they could sign the shtar. A kinyan on his das on the sky of das to write the shtar. That's just a kinyan dvarim ba'alma, Rabbeinu Yonah says. So that's not binding. It's not binding. So if he wants to be chozabah, he can be chozabah. But in describing kinyan dvarim, he says that that someone who makes a kinyan chalipin or chazaka on dvarim ba'alma, that's not binding. What's his lashon? It's not going to be binding. Notice he mentions kinyan ochazaka. So it sounds like even if you do the kinyan bechazaka, it's also called the kinyan dvar. The key is whether the item that you're trying to be kone is a davar sheyesh b'mamash or a davar shein b'mamash. If it's ein b'mamash, then even if you're trying to be kone with chazaka, it's still not going to work. It's also called the kinyan dvar. Rashi did not learn like that. Rashi, the fact that Rashi picks on chalipin, he says ein chalipin konin etc. ela b'davar sheyesh b'mamash. So some of the Talmidim said, but I don't understand. What's the big deal? Rashi said, ain't chalifin, because stam kinyan, we said stam kinyan the Gemara, is chalifin. So Rashi's just taking the normal case. Yeah, but Rashi didn't have to tell us that stam kinyan is chalifin. Rashi's making a statement, saying, ain't chalifin, konin, in such a case. Why does he have to pick on chalifin? Just say, ain't konin, etc. Why does he have to pick on the word chalifin? It could be to tell us that dafka by chalifin, kinyan dvarim doesn't work. So maybe by chazaka, Rashi would say kinyan dvarim does work. The question is why? Why should I distinguish between chalipin as opposed to other kinyanim? If kinyan dvarim doesn't work, then it shouldn't work by chazaka either. Why dafka by chalipin does Rashi say that kinyan dvarim doesn't work? So perhaps to answer Rashi, we have to go backwards. We have to go back to the nature of kinyan dvarim. Let's look at this idea that kinyan dvarim does not work. Let's try to understand why it doesn't work, and perhaps if we understand why it doesn't work, we'll be able to plug back into Rashi as to why Rashi limits this halacha dafka to chalipin. Why does kinyan dvarim not work? Kinyan dvarim ba'alma ain't konin. Why? What do you think? I want to see hands. Right? But what do you think? Why does kinyan dvarim not work? Yes, Natan.
There's no entity for the kinyan to be chalon.
There's no entity for the kinyan to be chalon. So the chisaron is in what? What's the chisaron in?
It's in the chalos
hakinyan. In the chalos hakinyan. Okay, good. Go ahead.
I think that because it seems like the object is not being touched, therefore a kinyan dvarim seems...
The object is not always touched by a kinyan. If I'm kone with kesef, I'm not touching the object, I'm giving kesef. I don't have to touch. Meshicha, habayu. Yes, you're right. There are some kinyanim that do touch the dvar hanikna, but not always. Not always. Anyone else? What's the chisaron of kinyan dvar? Okay, so the simple pshat is just to say that a person can't be mischayev to do a maisa. That his chayvus doesn't have halachic standing, doesn't have validity in halacha. We have maisim that we're chayev to do. We do have maisim that we're chayev to do. What are those called?
Mitzvahs.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us maisim to do. But you can't be mischayev yourself to do a maisa. You can do a maisa, but to be mischayev, what's that his chayvus? There's no meaning to, perhaps there's no meaning to such a his chayvus. So that's why the kinyan is not going to be chal on dvarim ba'al. Dvarim ba'al basically means you're mechayev to do a maisa. I'm mechayev to do a chalukah. That's the case in the Gemara, right? So is there any meaning to that hischayev? You mean mechayev, but until you do it, is that really mechayev? Does it really obligate you? If it doesn't really obligate you, it's just a hafacha. You promise to do it. Look, would we honor you if you don't keep your word? No, that's not a nice thing to do. Right, you didn't do the right thing by saying something and not keeping the word, but can we demand in Bezdin that you do what you said you're going to do? No, we can't demand, because that's just the Hischaivus. And maybe the Hischaivus on a Maisa just doesn't force you to do it. Maybe it just doesn't force you to do it. No, if you're Mechayiv Mamon, so that Hischaivus is meaningful. Right? To be Mechayiv, I'm Mischaiv to give you money. That's a different story. That might be a different story. But here, you're mechayev to do a maisa. Maybe to be mechayev to do a maisa is not as significant as chayvus, and maybe that's why it doesn't work. That's the simple understanding as to why kinyan dvarim doesn't work. Lama kinyan dvarim. Einomol. So one way to look at it is that Hischaivus lassos maisa isn't halachically significant. Okay? That's one way to look at it. Hischaivus. At least spell it right. Right? That's one way to look. But another way to look at it is to say, well, let's look at the kinyan aspect of here. It's not that the whole ischaivus is not halachically significant, so making a kinyan on such an ischaivus is not going to do anything extra because the whole ischaivus is not going to obligate me, so the kinyan is not going to obligate me anymore. Well, maybe there's something about a kinyan here. The Tanel says that the problem is in the chalos kinyan. I think what he was alluding to is that maybe the problem is in the dover hanikra, that a dover she'ein bo mamash, the chalos can't be chal on it. It's not clear what the chalos is being chal on. So what you're really saying, the Tanel, is it's not the problem in the chalos kinyan, but the problem is in the dover hanikna, that the chalos can be chal on that dover hanikna because it's intangible. It's not defined. So maybe the problem, right, the chisaron, could be bedover hanikna. Lo boror alma chalos hakenyan. It's not clear what the kenyan is going to be chal on. What's the third way to look at this?
I have a question.
Go.
We're talking about kenyan chalif. Isn't that typical kenyan chalif in when I give you like an object to, and that kind of causes the thing that I want to purchase from you to kind of transfer ownership to me?
So there's actually in my focus, if you remember the Nesio, whose kelim do we use? We paskin that we use the kelim of shokomen. So that's exactly right. It looks, if you look at a chalif, and it looks like a kenyan chesed. One party is giving the suder, giving the handkerchief to the other, and he's koneh from the other individual. Right? Reuven wants to sell karka to Shimon, so Shimon gives the suder to Reuven, and by giving the handkerchief, by giving the pen to Reuven, then Reuven gives the karka to Shimon. So it looks like kesef, but it's not kesef. Kesef means that you're paying for the object. Here, you're not paying for the object. We're going to describe the differences between chalif and kesef in just a moment. Yes.
So in this discussion, are you suggesting that the devar is the correspondent of the suder?
No. The dvarim is the davar hanik. The dvarim is the davar hanik. The chaluk, the ischaivus to make a chalukah is the davar hanik. You're koneh to obligate the person to do a maisa, to obligate him to do a maisa. That's exactly the point. I'm having trouble with my dvarim to describe what dvarim is. Because there's no substance to it, right? You're being koneh to force him to do a maisa, to do the chalukah.
What's the suder?
The suder is the kinyan. That's the kinyan chalifin. Kinyan chalifin is a suder, meaning by giving the handkerchief, by giving an object. Konin b'kli afal pi she'en bo shavah pruvin. The Gemara B'Mitzvah quotes a price. We're koneh with the kli. Koneh with the kli. This is Rus, right? Boaz. Boaz gave to the goel. He was koneh the sodeh from the goel by giving his na'al. He took off his shoe. He took off his shoe, gave it to the goel, and by giving it to the goel, right, so he was acquiring the sada. The goel had rights to the sada because the dead brother, he was korov to the dead brother, to the dead individual. That wasn't a real evil, a little different. But he was the most korov, so he was selling his rights to Boaz by Boaz giving him the nal. What's the nal? The nal went back to Boaz. Boaz wasn't giving up his shoe. What's he going to walk around in? He gave him the nal for the kinyan chalipin, and then as we know, that in a kinyan chalipin, the kli goes back to the person who gave it.
So is this the case with the suder we're talking about?
Yeah, let's say it's a suder, right, exactly. We said, Rashi, and that's what some of the Talmidim ask, well, what's the chiddush of Rashi? Rashi is talking about suder, so what's the big deal? The answer is, because why does he have to mention chalipin over here? The chalipin doesn't work by kinyan tvar. Is it true by Chazaka? From Rashi, you get the impression it's only by Chalif and it's not going to work. But Chazaka would work. That's why he picks on Chalif. Okay. So the second possibility is it's not just a general issue that Ischaivus to do a Maisa, that's not halakhically significant, so the Kinyan doesn't add anything. No, there's a problem in the Kinyan itself. There's a problem with the Dover HaNikta that it's ill-defined. It's a Dover She'ein Bo Mamish. It's a Dover She'ein Bo Mamish. So it's not clear. It's not clear what the Kinyan exactly is being Chal on. What's the third option? Anyone? Okay, then, yeah. Sorry, what's the third option? Third option is the chisod is not in the davar hanikta, but rather the chisod is in the
person himself.
Not in the person himself. Well, what else? Well, right?
Davar hamakna?
Davar.
The deep word.
What do you mean? No, not the mice, not the davar hamakna. What's, how do you do a kinyan? right? You need a davar hanikna, you need a
maknah.
No, no, no. How do you do a kinyan? You need a davar hanikna, the object that's being acquired, and you need a away for the kinyan. What do we call that? Away for the kinyan, away for the object to transfer ownership. What do we call that? A maisa kinyan, exactly. Two for two. Maybe the chisaron is in the maisa kinyan. The chisaron is not in the davar hanikna. Maybe the chisaron is in the maisa kinyan. That a maisa kinyan, what is a maisa kinyan? Maisa kinyan is an action. Maybe a maisa kinyan can't relate to a davar she'en bo mamash. It's not the same as number two. Number two is that the chalos kinyan can't work because there's a problem with the davar hanikna. If it's a davar she'en bo mamash, it's not clear what the kinyan is being chal on. It's not clear what the kinyan is being chal on. It's not substantive. The third approach is that, no, the problem is not that the davar hanikna is missing something. It's that there's a chisar in the maisa kinyan. The maisa kinyan can't relate to such an intangible object. It's not that there can't be a chalos kinyan because it's not clear what the kinyan is being chal on. It's that we can't even get to that step because the maisa kinyan can't relate to a davar she'en bo mamash. So that's why the chalos kinyan is not going to be chal. There's a nuance of difference between the second and the third approach. What do you think the guys on Zoom see? Okay, great. Thank you. These are the three approaches. What do the Rishonim say? What do the Rishonim? Did you find Rishonim to give any of these approaches? So, Rishonim that I had you see suggested at least two of the three approaches. Rabbeinu Gershom makes this statement here. Let's see the Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom writes. Kinyan dvarim ba'almahu. Right on the side of the Gemara. Rabbeinu Gershom writes like this. Klomar. Eza kinyan hu ikar. Kigon matana o mechira o shum davar. Shemara lo hachepet. Shenosin lamakava. V'konim yodam. Okay. Aval hocha she'odam omer lachavero. Nitol kinyan shenachlok. Nitol kinyan shenachlok. Let's do a kinyan that obligates us to do chalukah. Kigon ze kinyan dvarim ba'almahu. Dlo nivra alma notol kinyan v'akati lahadribuhu. Rabbeinu Gershom says, what's the problem? But this is only a kinyan dvarim ba'alma. Why? The lonivra alma notal kinyan. What's he saying? Rabbeinu Gershom seems to be learning it's a chisaron in the davar hanikna that lonivra alma notal kinyan. It's not clear what the kinyan is on. He doesn't talk about that the maisa kinyan can't relate to the davar she'en bo mamash. He says it's just not clear what the kinyan is being chal on. You would say, what is unclear? I think it's pretty clear. The kinyan is chal on doing the chalukah. That obligates you to do chalukah. Where is that? Obligation to do chalukah. That's an intangible thing. It's an intangible thing. It's not clear what the kinyan is being chal on. The kinyan has to be chal on a davar she'esh bo mamash. If it's intangible, it's not clear what the kinyan is being chal on. So that's a chisar in the davar hanikna. Zach.
A little confused. What would be a case where it wouldn't be clear? Like, what's an example of the case where it could be clear?
A davar she'esh bo mamash. Meaning, let's say we have a kinyan, right? Let's say there's a kinyan chalifin that you're obligated to give money in a certain circumstance. Let me give you an interesting case that you might know a little bit about. You know, a chassan at a chassan's tish. Agrees to the shibudim of a ksuba. I think most of us have seen this once or twice, right? The chassan, in the midst of all the day, the friends are busy dancing, and the photographer is taking all the pictures, and, in the back over there, the chassan and the eidim, they're huddling, they're trying to finish the ksuba so that they can get things moving. Right? So what happens? The Sadr Kedushin arranges a kinyan. The eidim either give a pen or the Sadr Kedushin gives his pen. And the chassan picks up the pen. What's with the pen? The chassan's not writing anything. Is the chassan signing his name? No, the eidim are signing the names. What's happening over here? The chassan is obligating himself to all of the chiyuvim of the ksuba. First of all, the ksuba says that he has to take care of his wife. Right? Ano eflach for okir for ezum for afrades yisich yilichi. Okir. Do you know what the word okir means? I'm going to be mechabed you. Most chassan don't know that it says that in the ksuba. Forget about death and divorce. You have to treat your wife properly. That's written in the ksuba. You got to treat her properly. So there are obligations. There are financial obligations. There are other obligations that are in the ksuba. And the chassan agrees to all of the obligations. He agrees befeh. Comes the Masada Kedushin says, no, that's not enough. The ksuba says, v'konina mine, the Edom say, we did a kinyan with him to obligate him, to strengthen the point that he can't back out, that he takes it seriously. What's the kinyan? They give him a pen and the chassan picks it up. What's he agreeing to? It's Ein Bo Mamish, right? It's not Ein Bo Mamish. He's agreeing to a specific sum of money in the event of death or divorce. He's going to pay that money, and he's agreeing for Shivat Aguf. He's agreeing to take care of the kala, right? The truth is, it could very well be that to take care of the kala, that's a kinyan dvarim. But the ksuba, the money of the ksuba in the event of death or divorce, that's not a kinyan dvarim. He's agreeing to pay money. That's a substantive chiyuv. They can evaluate the amount of money that he's agreeing to pay. It's on a tanai, dependent on whether there's a divorce, or depending on whether he dies first. But that's an agreement on a davar sheish b'mamish. But here, the agreement, the kinyan, is on a davar sheish b'mamish. The need to do a chaluka, that's not a davar sheish b'mamish. That's a mice. So because it's a davar sheish b'mamish, that's why it's only kinyan dvarim ba'alma. Akiva.
You're saying that davar sheish b'mamish, number two, is the ratzu or the hizchayos?
Davar sheish b'mamish is the chaluka. The chaluka. That he's mischayev to do a chaluka. So now they're going to do a kinyan that they have to do a chaluka. That chaluka, that doing of the quote unquote doing of the chaluka is the davar sheish b'mamish. Once you do the chaluka, so then each one owns the davar sheish b'mamish in the chotzer. But the doing of the chaluka, the performing of the chaluka, that's the davar sheish b'mamish. And that's ill defined, and that's perhaps why the kinyan dvarim doesn't work. The Rush seems to learn differently. The Russian Simon Gimel writes as follows. Lamanda Amar Machitza Plutish Lanisratu Ella Lachaluka, Ain Kan Shiba Nachasim Vlomecha Vlomatanos, the Ain Lo Lakinian Al Masha Yafis. The Ain Lo Lakinian Al Masha Yafis. He doesn't say that it's not borer what is going on over here. It's not borer what you're acquiring. He says the kinyan doesn't have what to be chal on. What does that sound like? It sounds like number three to me. The Rush seems to be learning that the problem is in the maisa kinyan. That a maisa kinyan can relate to a davar sheish b'mamash, but it can't relate to a davar sheish b'mamash. Something amorphous, something that's intangible. A ma'aseh kinyan, that's a substantive kind of thing. That's an action. An action cannot relate to something intangible. So that's why it's not going to work. Three different approaches as to what the chisan of kinyan dvarim is about, and the Rishonim seem to take two of them. Now I would say that if the chisan of kinyan dvarim is the third option, this last option, that the ma'aseh kinyan doesn't have what to be chal on, it could be that this might only apply to certain ma'aseh kinyan. And that's what I want to explain to you. If the problem is that the ma'aseh kinyan doesn't have what to be chal on, then it could be that it's limited. It's limited to certain kinyan. Maybe in fact it's limited only to chalim. I think that Rashi is agreeing with the Rush. The Rush is not beholden to Rashi, but Rashi is agreeing with the Rush. And Rashi holds that the chisan of kinyan dvarim is a chisan in the ma'aseh kinyan. But Rashi says it's a chisarn in the ma'aseh kinyan dafka legabe kinyan chalifin. Because the chisarn of kinyan dvarim is one of the ma'aseh kinyan, that's why it's limited to the case of chalifin and doesn't apply to other kinyan. The question is why? Why should chalifin be different than any other kinyan? So for that, we have to delve into kinyan chalifin. Briefly. We just have to understand what kinyan chalifin is about. If we understand what kinyan chalifin is about and we plug in a few other gemaras, I think it'll become as clear as day that there could be a very big difference between chalif and other kinyanim in terms of kinyan dvarim. The Gemara later on Daf Mem, has a very cryptic statement. The Gemara and Daf Mem, right here in Baba Basra, the Gemara says, kinyan bifnei shnayim ve'eino tzarech lomar ksov. Kinyan bifnei shnayim, ve'eino tzarech lomar ksov. What does that mean? So kinyan bifnei shnayim means that a kinyan suder is done in front of two eidim. And the person, the mischayiv, doesn't have to say ksovu, even without him telling them to write a shtar, they can write a shtar rayim, like in the case we gave. Let's say Reuven sells karka to Shimon, right? If they do a kinyan sudr in order to acquire the karka, the Gemara seems to be saying that they don't have to say ksovu. It's understood that the mocher wants them to write the shtar. So even though normally the mischayev has to give his das, he has to give his consent to write a shtar, I mean, he is going to lose out if the other one has a raya, but here there's an implicit consent. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. Kinyan b'fnei shtayim, there seem to be two different statements the Gemara is making. Kinyan b'fnei shtayim, first of all, kinyan sudr is done in front of two eidim. And secondly, v'ein tzarech lomar ksovu, there's no need for him to tell these eidim b'feirish to write the shtar. It's understood that he agrees that they should be able to write the shtar. So comes Tosis and makes the following statement. Kinyan b'fnei shtayim v'ein tzarech ulei, omer rabbeinu tam, delo osa, lima'ute shlo yehei choshev kinyan kishenasa shlo b'fnei shtayim. Rabbeinu Tam says, what's the Gemara telling you? Kinyan b'fnei shtayim means a kinyan sudr has to be done in front of two eidim? That can't be. That can't be what the Gemara is saying, Rabbeinu Tam says. Why? D'hamina b'kiddushin d'lo ibru sadi elo l'shakri. Rabbeinu Tam says, look at the Gemara Kiddushin. Gemara Kiddushin on Daf Samachay Mabay says that lo ibru sadi, eidim were not created elo l'shakri, only to protect against liars. What does that mean? That means that the purpose of Eidim is to verify the facts in Bezdin. Apishnei Eidim Yakum Dover means that the Eidim can tell us what the truth is. If we have an argument between Balei Dover, so what do? We come to Bezdin. Bezdin says, well, do you have any Eidim? If they can produce Eidim, they can produce witnesses that verify the facts. So then we can paskin based on these Eidim. The purpose of Eidim is to be mevara the facts. Eidim are what's called Eidei Birur. Eidei Birur. The purpose of Eidim is to be Mevarer, to clarify the truth. Dr. Rabbeinu Tam, if the purpose of Eidim is to clarify the truth, so why does the Kinyan Sudah have to be done in front of two Eidim? Kinyan Sudah has to be done in front of two Eidim. If it's done in front of two Eidim, and later one of them denies that there was a Kinyan done, so then the two Eidim can clarify. But why would you make a statement, Kinyan B'fnei Shtayim, Sudah has to be done in front of two Eidim? That's not true. That's not true. Rabbeinu Tam says, it must be, the Gemara is not telling us that kinyan has to be done in front of two eidim, because it's just partially not true. Why should that be? But eidim are always livrure milsa, they're only l'shakri, l'ibusadi ela l'shakri, to prevent liars from getting their way. So to be mevarer in the future, what happened, sure, eidim can work, but kinyan sudah doesn't work unless you have two eidim. Why should that be true? Now, he doesn't tell us what pshat in the Gemara is. It doesn't mean X, but he doesn't tell us what Y is. But Rabbeinu Tam just says that Kinyan B'fnei Shtayim doesn't mean that you have to do a Kinyan in front of Eidim. It means that if you did it in front of Eidim and now you want to be Mevara, what happens? So then the two Eidim can be Mevara. Yeah, but what does the Gemara have to tell us that? Of course I know that. I know that you can always be Mevara through two Eidim. What's the Chiddush of the Gemara? What is the Chiddush of the Gemara? So the Chiddush must be that Ein Tzarech Lomar Ksov. That is the Chiddush. The Chiddush of the Gemara is not that Kinyan B'fnei Shtayim, but that if you do it in front of two Eidim, if you decide to do it in front of two Eidim, then it's implicit that these two Eidim can write a Shtar. That's the Yesod of the Gemara. The Chiddush is the second part. These aren't two different statements, it's really one statement. You don't have to do the Kinyan Sudah in front of two Eidim, but if you do it in front of two Eidim, then there's an extra Chiddush that you don't have to say Ksovu, they can automatically write a Shtar, because we assume that the Das HaMeschayev, that the consent of the Meschayev is there to write the Shtar. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam says it's a Dover Parshat that Kinyan Sudah does not have to be done in front of two Eidim. So the Chiddush of the Gemara must be that Ein Tzarech Lomar Ksovu if you did it in front of two Eidim. The Shita Mekubetzes quotes from the Rosh, right there on the Gemara, that Rabbeinu Tam is mamish, is saying well. He says, Kinyan B'fnei Shnayim, Amashakasu B'Tosvus, etc. Quote the Tosvus of Rosh. The Gemara, Tosus brings Raya's from the Gemara and Sanhedrin from other places that Kinyan Sudah does not have to be done in front of two Eidim. I didn't give you the Raya's. We don't have to see the Raya's. It's so partial. The Rosh says, Nirali, Dafilu Raya Eino Tzarech. What do you need Raya's for? It's a Svara Pshuta. The Gemara often says, "Kra lamali svarahu." There's no need to bring psukim if it's a svara. He says it's a svara pshuta. Demaishla kinyan chalifin mi meshicha mesira hagba bechazaka demoelas biyachid. Every other kinyan works biyachid. There's no havamina to say that kinyan chazaka, kinyan meshicha, kinyan hagba should be done in front of two edim. I mean, if you did it publicly, if you did it in front of two edim, and then there's an argument later, so the two edim can come and testify and set things straight. But there's no obligation to do the kinyan in front of two edim. So why would I think if Agba and Meshicha don't have to be done in front of two edim, why would I think the kinyan Suda doesn't have to be done in front of two edim? Says the Rosh, it's Poshut that kinyan doesn't have to be done in front of two edim. I don't need a raya even for that. I don't need a raya for that. Yeah, you don't need a raya for that? So it is true that many Rishonim hold that kinyan Suda does not have to be done in front of two edim. But who disagrees? Who says that maybe kinyan Suda, in order to work, has to actually be done in front of two edim? And if it's not done in front of two edim, the kinyan is not chal at all. Who says that? A new hand. Who says that? A new hand. Zach.
The Rivet.
Exactly. The Rivet does. What Rivet? Who Rivet? What are you talking about? Sorry? Did I miss something? We're good. Okay. The Rivet in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Hei Alocha Tes, of course. That's what Zach had in mind, right? Of course. We think alike. What is the Rambam? So we have to start with the Rambam. You can't start with the Rite. The Rite is on the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perakei Halacha Tes of Mechira, Zeha Kinyan. Zeha Kinyan, what does that mean? Zeha Kinyan Sudr, right? Kinyan, Stam Kinyan, the Rambam is Sudr. Zeha Kinyan, Tzorach Lios B'Fnei Eidim. Elam Haya Beino Ven Chaver Konan. Shlo Tzricha Torah Eidim B'Dinim Amunas Ela Lakofa. Says the Rambam, Lo Ibru Sadi Elo Lashakri, Lo Itzricha Torah Edim B'dinim Amunas Elo Lakofa. The purpose of the Edim is just to be Mavar, what the emes is, if a person is called, if a person denies. So there's no need for the Kinyan Suda to be in front of two Edim. Abel HaMocher, O HaNosin, O HaSocher, O HaMashu, Uchayotze Behen, Ein Tzarech Edim. V'kevet Shekona HaKona B'derech Echad Min HaDrochim Shekona Behen, Bein Ba'agabah, Bein Ben Meshicha, Bein Ben Mesira, Bein Bekinyan, Bein Bekesa, Bein Meshabe, O B'chazaka, Kona V'avu B'she'en Shom Edim. The Rambam is clear that Kinyonim do not require Edim in order to be Chal. Hagbah, Meshicha, Mesira, Kinyan, Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka, you name it. No Kinyan requires two Edim to be Chal. You have Edim, it's Noch Veser. If you have Edim, then they can prove it later. But there's no need for the Edim to be there in order to make the thing Chal. To put it differently, there's no need for Edim, Lekayim es Hadova. You want to be Mevarer es Hadover. If you want to have Edim Birur, so if there are Edim there, they can be Mevarer later. But Eide Kiyum B'Shas Maisa, something to be Mekayim the Maisa, to make it Bichal, to be Mekayim the Chalos, that you don't need, says the Rebbe. Kinyan is done, Ben Olav Enatzman, that's it. If they deny it, so then you need Eide Birur later to come to Bezdin, to clarify what happened, to tell us what the truth was. B'Shas Maisa, B'Shas Maisa, there's no need to have Eide. So the Rebbe... Amar Avraham, Ein HaKol Modim B'Kinyan. Four words in Raivit that turned everything upside down. Ein HaKol Modim B'Kinyan. The Raivit is not everyone ignorant. Not so fast, Rambam. Not so fast, Mr. Rambam. Not everyone agrees by Kinyan. Some say that you do need Eidim by Kinyan. Who says that you need Eidim by Kinyan?
Rashi.
Where'd the Raivit get this from? Before Rashi. Where'd the Raivit get this from? From the Gemara. The Gemara says it. It's not the Ravid's problem. The Gemara and Daf Mem. Kinyan b'fnei shnayim. I mean, read the Gemara. Open your eyes and read the Gemara. The Ravid says, the Gemara says b'ferish, kinyan b'fnei shnayim. Rabbi Tam says it doesn't say it. He read the Gemara wrong. The Ravid says, look at the Gemara, it's poshut. Kinyan b'fnei shnayim. Isn't the Gemara making two different statements? Rabbi Tam says, no, because it's a derech poshut that you shouldn't need two edim, so obviously it's one statement. The key is the second part, it's our ponach sozo. Kinyan b'fnei shnayim doesn't mean that you need shnayim in order for the kinyan to be chal. Dr. Raivin, who state? Who says? I'm reading the Gemara Poshet. Part of the Gemara says that kinyan requires shnayim. If not, what's the statement of the Gemara? What's the purpose of the Gemara? So the Magi Mishnah explains that the Rabbeinu Tam will understand, as we described, that the Chiddush is Ein Tzarech Lo Maksovo. That the Das HaMeschayiv to write the Shtar is implicit in the fact that he did the kinyan with Nishnayim, that he agrees that the Shtar Raya should be written. The Chiddush is not in Kinyan Mifnei Shnayim, that you need Shnayim in order for the Kinyan to be Chal. You don't need Shnayim for the Kinyan to be Chal. Zokt Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rush, and the Rambam. The purpose of two Eidim by Kinyan would only be to verify later. But you don't need it for Shas Maisa to be Mekayim Mechalos. Says the Ravid, no. The Ravid says no. Pashup Shana the Gemara is that you do need Shnei Eidim for the Kinyan itself. Kinyan Sudra is different. Kinyan Sudra is different. It actually needs two Eidim. What's the problem with the Ravid? He's sitting pretty with the Gemara, but he's not sitting so pretty with the Svara. What's the problem with the Ravid? What kasha? Exactly. Whose kasha was that? The rush. The rush is maishna chalifin mehaguba meshicho mesira and every other Kenyan. Ainah kol moda mekenyan. The Ravid says chalifin is different, but why? It's a Kenyan just like any other Kenyan. So if any other Kenyan does not require shnei eidim, why should chalifin require shnei eidim? So the burden of proof rests with the Ravid, even though he says that the Gemara is the best proof for me. It's true that the Gemara is a good proof for him, but the Svara is really lacking. So he has to explain himself. What's the answer for the Rav? What's Pshat in the Rav? Why should Chalifin require two Eidim? The Rav was very fond of saying that the Rav is telling us the Yesod about Chalifin. This is written up in different contexts. It appears in the Masorah Journal in Chelek Beis, if you want to look it up inside. And it also, a similar idea appears in Birka Shmuel. Baruch Ber and Bav Metzi and Simon Yud quotes Reb Chaim as saying the same idea, the Zayde. The Rav probably got it from the Zayde, but he explained it very beautifully. The Rav said like this: how does Chalifin work? Let's try to analyze Chalifin. Chalifin's a very strange king. It looks like Kesef, but it's not quite the same as Kesef. What do I mean? You are transferring something, right? You're doing a Maisa, not with the Dover HaNikna. It's not like Hakva and Meshicha, where you're picking up the Davar HaNikna, holding the Davar HaNikna. You're not doing the Maisa with the Davar HaNikna. You're doing a Maisa with an extraneous object. It's Kesef, it's a Sudar. So it looks like Kesef, it smells like Kesef, but yet there are glaring differences between Chalifin and Kesef. There are two important distinctions. One is what I said before. The Konin Bekli Afapi Sha'in Bo Shadar Pruden. This is a Gemara in Bav Metzia. Konin Bekli Afapi Sha'in Bo Shadar Pruden. There's no need for the Sudar to be worth anything. It doesn't have to be worth a Shadar Pruden. It's less than Shadar Pruden. My apparently it's not significant. No need for it to be worth a Shadar Pruden. Kesef? You can't do a Kinyan Kesef with less than Shadar Pruden. It's not called Kesef with less than Shadar Pruden. So Chalifin is different than Kesef. It can work even on Kalkas with Shadar Pruden. What's more, Gemara Nedarim says that by Chalifin there's a concept called Hadra Sudra Lamari. That the Sudra goes back. Now, let's say, again, it's a Machlokas whether we use Kelo Shamak or Kelo Shakona, but for us, we pass in Kelo Shakona. So the Kona gives the Sudra to the Makna. The Makna is Makna, the object or the Karka to the Kona. Chalifin is actually a very expansive Kenyan, very strong Kenyan. It's one of the only Kenyanim, if not the only Kenyan, that works both by Metaltlin and by Karkos. Normally there are certain Kenyan that work by Metaltlin, and certain Kenyan work by Karkos, and never the twain shall meet. They're not the same. Right? Kesef is a question, not for now. The Torah could be Vartorah Maos Konos, but the Chazal made it there that it shouldn't be Konan. But most Kenyanim, I mean, Hagbah doesn't work by Karka. You can't pick up karka. Right? Meshicha doesn't work by karka. There are kinyanim that work by metalim and don't work by karka. Chalifin is the exception. It actually works by both. Konin b'kliyam v'vishen b'shavar pruta. Hadra sudra l'mare. The sudra goes back. The kone gives his sudra to the makne. The makne is makne, the object, the metalim, or the karka that the kone is going to acquire. And he also gives back the sudra to the kone. That's quite interesting. That's not what happens with Kesef. In the case of a Kenyan Kesef, you give the Kesef. The guy keeps the money. He wants to give you a matana back. It's very nice. But Kenyan Kesef means you're paying for the object. So of course he's going to keep the payment. Chalifin, you're not paying for the object. You'll pay, I mean, obviously you'll have to pay. But that's not the kinyan. The kinyan is not the payment. The kinyan is the kinyan chalifin, the sudr. What happens? You give the sudr, and the sudr goes back. So there are two very important distinctions between kesef and chalifin. The question is, what is the significance of those two differences? Do those two differences show that chalifin is really fundamentally different than kesef? Or maybe it's not fundamentally different than kesef. What do I mean? Okay, you have something before I even say anything.
No, I was going to ask a question before we get to this point.
Okay, before I even get to that point. Go ahead, Zev.
Don't we say in Kiddushin that to do chalifin al menas lahatzir it's not about a chalifin? Meaning at shas, chalifin, you actually have to have das, that you're actually fully giving it over to him. And his returning of it is only a matana of his.
If I remember correctly, I think what you're referring to is the Gemara that Vav Amud Beis says that Matana Manas Lahafzir won't work by Kiddushei Isha because Chalifin is Kniya Manas Lahafzir and Chalifin doesn't work by Kiddushei Isha. So therefore, Matana Manas Lahafzir is not going to work by Kiddushei Isha. Something like that.
Yeah.
The fact is, even if everyone knows that the Suder is going to go back, the Chalifin still works. No one's expecting that the Mocher is going to keep the Suder. You know, someone gives a yarmulke, takes off his yarmulke and does a chalifin, he's not expecting the guy to keep his yarmulke. He needs the yarmulke back. I think he does need his yarmulke back, but I'm saying, I think even if it's understood that the suda goes back, I think the chalifin should still work. And if you hear, you know, if you wait to hear what I'm about to say, you'll understand why that should work. So how does chalifin work? So one way to look at it is that chalifin is a formal act. Could I just say a little bit? Just I'm going to say my piece. Oh, you want to raise me here? Okay. Chalifin could be a formal act. It's a formal act. It's a formal ma'aseh kinyan. Transferring the object is treated like a ma'aseh kinyan. It's a formal act. After all, what is a kinyan? A kinyan is a simon of a transfer of ownership. That's all it is. So you're doing a maisa to demonstrate that there's now going to be a transfer of ownership. In fact, we find sometimes that kesef is just a formal act also. Kesef sometimes is not a piron, it doesn't come in place of payment. It's really just a formal act. What do I mean? There's a famous machlokes, the Sma and the Taz in Choshen Mishpat and Simen Kuf Tzadi, about the nature of kinyan kesef by karka. How does kinyan kesef work by karka? The Sma holds, I just have to erase some of this. You know what, let's just erase this. Right, what is kinyan kesef by karka? The Sma says that kinyan kesef by karka is what's called kesef piron, or kesef shivui. Anyone who's learned kiddushin is familiar with this machlokes. It's like opening day. When you talk about kiddushin kesef, they always talk about the Sma. The Sma says kinyan kesef by karka really is payment. Now, you don't have to pay everything. Let's say you buy $1 million property. So you have to pay $1 million right there and then for the kinyan to work? No. You can pay a dollar. That's also okay. The dollar is kohen because the dollar is the tchilas hapiron. The tchilas hapiron is enough. So what happens to the rest of the payment? The rest of the payment is nizkaf olav b'milveh. That's the lashon. Nizkaf olav b'milveh. That's how the Sma learns. That kesef by karka is the tchilas hapiron. It could be the whole piron too. But it's payment for the karka itself. Ask the Taz, how can that be? How can that be? We know that kiddushei kesef works. Well, we know there's a kinyan kesef in kiddushin. And where do we know kiddushei kesef? From Stei Ephron. Avram Avinu buys Ma'ara Samat Pelos from Stei Ephron. From Ephron. Both the Ma'orah and the Sadeh. So Pidusha Kesef is learned from Stei Ephron. It's learned from Kesef by Taka. Is Kiddusha Kesef Kesef Piron? You're paying for the value of the woman? I hope not. Right? You're paying a Tchilas Piron. You pay the first dollar, and then, I mean, the ring is more than a dollar, but okay, it's not too much. Right? And then you're gonna pay the rest of it? There's a milvah. There's no shivui to the woman. You're not paying the value of the woman. What is Kesef Kiddushin, says the Taz? Kesef Kiddushin obviously is what? It's just a formal act. By giving the money, you're demonstrating that there's a change that's being affected in the woman. That's the kinyan that we're talking about. The Taz says from Kiddushay Isha, you see clearly that that kinyan kesef by karka is what's called in the yeshivas kesef kinyan. It's not kesef piron, it's kesef kinyan. Kinyan kesef is kesef kinyan. What does that mean? It means that the kesef is kesef kinyan. It's a formal kesef. It's not kesef piron, it's not payment. It's a formal kesef that you're doing. It's the kesef of kinyan. It's just a form, that's the phrase that's used. It's a formal kesef. It's a formal act. It's not really giving the piro. When you do the formal act, then the transfer of ownership is effected, and then of course you will owe him the money later. What's the nafkamina between the Sma and the Taz? If you give a dollar for the karka as a kinyan kesef, how much do you owe the guy after this dollar? According to the Sma, you if the karka is worth $100, you owe him $99 because you had the tchilas piro. Without the tchilas piro, there was no kinyan kesef. According to the Taz, you owe him $100. That dollar has nothing to do with the piro. That dollar is a formal act. By giving kesef, by giving the currency through which you can pay for the karka, you acquire the karka. That's a show of a transfer of ownership. It's a formal act that you're doing to show the transfer of ownership. Says the Taz, don't you see from Kiddushei Isha that all kinyan kesef by karka is kesef kinyan? It's just formal? Because by Kiddushei Isha, there is no shiva, there is no piron. You can't pay for the value of the woman. She doesn't have any value. She's priceless, hopefully. Right? She's priceless. So what? You're paying for her value. That's ridiculous, he says. But some of the Achronim suggest the Sma agrees by Kiddushei Isha. Sma agrees by Kiddushei Isha that it's only Kesef King. He's saying that Karka, by Karka it's Kesef Piron. By Kiddushei Isha, he agrees that it's Kesef King. So there's no raya from Kiddushei Isha. That's what they say, not for now, that's the Kiddushin. But the Sma and the Taz have two approaches as to what Kesef King and Kesef by Karka is all about. Is it really Kesef Piron? Is it the Tchilas Piron, the beginning of the payment, or is it just a formal act? Now, if you learn like the Taz that it's just a formal act, really, Chalipin is just like that. Chalipin could be a formal Maisa Kenyan. You're not actually giving something that could serve as payment, but you're giving the kli. You're giving a kli. So that transfer is showing that there is a transfer occurring over here. The transfer from Kone to Makne shows that the Makne is going to be transferring something to. So you can transfer something that could be payment. You could transfer something that is just an object that has nothing to do with payment. It's not even a shavarputa. Who cares? It's all the same. Chalipin is like an extension of kesef. It's a chiddush above kesef. It's exeris hakosef. Megillas Rus has exeris hakosef that chalipin works. But maybe it works in a very similar way to kesef. Maybe it's really just a formal act. That's one way of looking at chalipin. That there are some exceptions to the rule. Chalipin, yokone, even without a shavarputa. Chalipin, the suda goes back to the owner. But really, fundamentally, it's the same as kesef. It's a transfer from Kone to Makne, and that transfer from Kone to Makne creates another kind of transfer. It's a simon for the Havaras Bailas, for the transfer of ownership from Makne to Kone. That's one way of looking at Chalipin. But there's another way to look at Chalipin. And that is that these distinctions between Chalipin and Kesef, the fact that you can be Kone even with less than a Shalaputa, and the fact that Hodja Sudra Lamare, those demonstrate that it's not the Chalipin, it's like Kesef with a couple of exceptions. No, the exceptions show that Chalipin is a fundamentally different type of thing. What is Chalipin? Chalipin is not about the Maisa war. Chalipin is not a formal act. What is a Kenyan composer? What is a Chalos Kenyan composer? What do you need for the Chalos Kenyan? Is a Maisa Kenyan? Right. And aside from the Maisa, you need something else to create the Chalos. What do you need? What?
Davar HaNikta.
You need a Davar HaNikta, yes, that is true. But you need a, you have, there's a ma'is kinyan, but you also, ma'is is not enough.
Das,
exactly, mashava, das. Right? To be kona the davar hanikra, you need a ma'is kinyan and you need das kinyan. Normally, you have both. Ba, mashicha, basira, you have a ma'is kinyan and you also have das. Maybe in chalifin, the whole idea of chalifin is that by giving over this plea, you are demonstrating das for kinyan. The makna is demonstrating that he has das to be makna, and the kona, through this act, you're showing that you have consent. It's not the act itself. The act doesn't really matter. Right? The act is important, but it's only a means to show the das kinyan. It doesn't have to be a shavah pruta because there's no significance to the kli itself. The kli is just an object to demonstrate the das. It goes back to the owner. It doesn't matter that it goes back to the owner. You could ask, but it goes back to the owner, so then your act's reversible. If you reverse the act, so then it's like it doesn't exist. The answer is it's not the act that's important. It's what is demonstrated. What is it a simon of? That simon does not go back. If you have that transfer, the transfer creates a simon that I have das for the kinyan. Das makna, das kona, the das is there. And maybe the way chalifin works is not through a formal act of kinyan, but rather chalifin is a hakno mi das. The whole kinyan is a kinyan das. So the act is not as important. That's why konin b'kli avu b'shein bo shavar pruta. It doesn't have to be a shavar pruta. That's why the Suda can go back to the original guy, because the act is not the key point. The act is what, the key point is what it symbolizes. The act concretizes the das and demonstrates the das and symbolizes the das kinyan that exists. That's the key. That's the key to chalifin. That's the other way to look at chalifin. One way to look at chalifin is that it's a formal act. It's a formal ma'isa kinyan. The kinyan is in the act. It's like kinyan kesef bekarka lefi hataz. It's like the way the Taz understood kinyan kesef bekarka. It's a formal act. It's not kesef b'yon. It's a formal act. That's what chalifin's all about. Chalifin certainly is not a payment because it goes back. So it's not a payment. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is it's not a full ma'isik. It's not really a ma'isik. It's a chalos kinyan without a ma'isik. That's who the Bechalifin is about. It's a kinyan das without a ma'isa kinyan. And that's why it works even on Pachos Mishan. Konin Bekli, not that it works on the Davar Nikra, that's Pachos Mishan, but Konin Bekli, Aval Bisha Ein Bo Shavah Pruta. Hadra Sudra Lamare. It goes back. Because it doesn't have to last. The act is not significant. It's the das that's symbolized through the act that creates the kinyan. So these exceptions are not just exceptions. They are what is motivating, what chalifin's all about. They demonstrate what chalifin's about, that it's not about the ma'isa, it's not about the formal ma'isa kinyan. It's all about the das. And this really is a chalos kinyan without a ma'isa kinyan. The chalos kinyan is created through the das, not through the ma'isa kinyan. If we understand like the second approach, then we can appreciate what the Ravid is saying. The Ravid is saying that because chalifin is a hakno mi das, the kinyan of das, that's why I need to aven for the kinyan. He says, I have a gemara, but forget about the gemara. What's the svara? The Rosh says, why should chalifin be any different than hakba and mashiach than any other kinyan? The answer the Ravid will give is, every other kinyan, the kinyan is about the ma'isa. Through Hagvah, through Mashiachah, you demonstrate the transfer of bialus. At Mashiachah, you're drawing it to you. Hagvah, you're picking it up out of its makom, so you're demonstrating that you are now the bialus, you're the owner. Kesef, you're paying for it. You're paying for it, right? Or is some formal act, a transfer of currency that could serve as payment, so therefore that shows the transfer of bialus. It's the act. But chalifin, the Ravid says, it's not about the act at all. The act is just a way to demonstrate the das of the individual. If it's to demonstrate the das of the individual, then perhaps we understand why you should need two edim. Why is that? Well, we have a precedent for a situation where you do need two edim b'shas maisa. We do have a precedent where you do need two edim b'shas maisa. Does anyone know where? Where do you need two edim in order to create a chalos? Yes. Getting the kiddushin. Exactly. Kiddushin. Right? Ein dover sheba erva pachos mishnayim. Ein dover sheba erva pachos mishnayim. What's that about? Is that eidei beer? No, it's eidei kiyum. Because even if it never comes to Bezdin in the end, if they admit that there were no edim there, the whole thing is null and void. You can have kiddushin, they have a big, you know, a big band, and everyone, the shmug is bored, and this and that, and then the chassan kala go into a private room, and they do the kiddushin between themselves, and they come out all smiling, and they say, ah, we did the kiddushin. And people look at them and say, you did gorish. Do it again. And you can't do it among yourselves, between yourselves. You got to do it in front of two edim. Why? Ain't dava shaber pachos mishnayim. But why? I thought edim is all about beer. It's all about shakarin. The answer is, kiddushin is different. Ain't dava shaber pachos mishnayim. It's actually learnt from Mammon, Dover Dover mi Mammon, it's a Xerah Shava. I'm not going to explain how it can be learnt from Mammon if by Mammon you don't need Edekim. It's a big question. The Ksos HaKoshen talks about it. It's not for now. But in Kiddushin, the reality is that without Edim, Gornish get healthy. There's no help for you, right? It just doesn't work. It doesn't work without Edim. You need Edim to be Makayim as HaDover. It's up to Rav. If you understand that Chalifin is a Kenyan Das, that the way that the Kenyan is working is really through the Das, it's not through a Maisa Kenyan. The Maisa is just to demonstrate the Das. So really what's operating is the Das. So it turns out that you're missing something in the Kenyan. Every other Kenyan has two parts to it. There's the Maisa and the Das. But if you want to work with only the Das, the Khalifa is going to work with the Das without a Maisa Kinyan, because the giving of the Suder, it goes back, and it's not even a Shavu Pruta. The giving of the Suder is not significant. You're working without the Maisa Kinyan, only with the Das. So how does that function? The Das is so weak. How does it work? The only way it can work is if we raise the level of Das. We make the Das even higher. How do we make the Das higher? By publicizing. If you do a Maisa in front of two Adam, you are dead serious about it. You do it between you and the other party, so you might not be as serious. But when it's done in front of two people, then it's serious. It's a das alimta, as Rabbi Shaffer likes to call it. It's a strong das alimta. It's a strong, stronger das. Dr. Rov, that's what the Ravid had in mind. The Ravid says that Chalifin requires two edim because if it's going to work, it needs a das alimta. It needs a stronger level of das. How are we going to do that? We need the two edim to publicize it, to do it if they am the Eda, if we do it publicly, so then that raises the level of das of the participants, and that can achieve a chalos kinyan without a maisa kinyan. But without two edim, you don't have a das alimta. There's no higher level of das. You just have a regular level of das, the same as other kinyanim. So you just have a regular level of das without a maisa kinyan. You can't have a chalos kinyan. That's what the Ravid was assuming. That because his perception of chalifin was such that he felt that chalifin is a kinyan das, that's why he claims that you need to aid them. It's taka different than every other kinyan. Every other kinyan is working through das and mice. Chalifin is only working through das. The mice is just to get to the das. The mice is much weaker. It's not working as a mice kinyan. It's not a formal act. It's just to get to the das. So I need the aid de kiyam. I need the aid them to raise that level of das so that the kinyan chalifin is going to work. That the kinyan chalifin is going to work. It could be that this is what Rashi had in mind as well. Rashi says that Chalifin doesn't work on Dvarim. Kinyan Dvarim is a problem exclusively in Chalifin. Why is that? Why is it a problem exclusively in Chalifin? So he said maybe Rashi holds that the problem with Kinyan Dvarim is that the Maisa Kinyan can't relate to a Dover She'en Bo Mamash. Why not? Why not? So at first glance you would say that if the Maisa Kinyan is a physical act, it can't relate to something intangible, to something abstract. That's what you could have said. But you see from the Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Ayin Zayin, Nitazon, that's not how Chazal looked at it. What does the Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Ayin Zayin say? There's a machlokes, Rebbe and the Chachamim. If I have a shtar chov, right? Let's say Ephraim borrowed money from me, right? So and he wrote me a shtar. And I want to sell that shtar to someone else. So what do I need to do to sell it to him? I want to give someone else the reshus, the schus, to collect from Ephraim. So what do I do? So Rebbe says, osios, letters, that means a shtar that has letters on it. Osios niknos the mesira. Right? Osios are given over to mesira. You give over the shtar. He acquires the shtar through the transfer of the document. And the Chacham in this Rebbe, the Chacham say, mesira is not enough. You need ksiva or mesira. You have to write another shtar. If you want to be makna, the shtar to someone else, to give someone else the ability to collect, then you have to write a shtar to say, I hereby gave over the shtar to this individual. Then you give over both shtaras to him. So then he acquires the other shtar. You need ksiva and mesira. Comes the Gemara in Baba Basra and the Fine Zion and says the halach is like Rebbe. Gemara says, Hilchasa osios nigas from mesira, pirebi. Why is that? The Gemara says, you know why? It's a svara. The osios mili ninhu, umili b'mili lo miknu. Osios, a shtar, is mili, it's words. What do you want to do? You want to acquire the shtar with words? The Chachamim say, mesira is not enough, you need to write a shtar on the shtar? He says, that's mili b'mili. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. The only thing that can work on mili, the only thing that can work to acquire a shtar is a maisa. If you have an action, then you can acquire mili through the action. But if all you're doing is using mili to acquire mili, mili b'mili lo miknin, says the Gemara. That doesn't work. So we see a fundamental yisod from this Gemara. That contrary to what you would have thought that a substantive act, a substantive maisa kinyan can't work on something that's like mili, something that's abstract. But an abstract kinyan, of course, could work on something abstract. Motzah min esmino, they're similar. The Gemara says no. That mili can't work on mili. That's like a double abstraction. That's too abstract. A maisa kinyan might be able to work on mili, but an abstract kinyan cannot work on mili. Comes Tosfos on Ayin Zayin, and he quotes Rav Yehudoi Gaon, who says that not only are osios not niknos b'ksiva, Kosov Rav Yehudoi Gaon, the ain osios niknos b'chalifin. He says, a shtar, you want to be maksne a shtar? The halacha is like Rebbe, that you're kona the shtar, the mesira, not b'ksiva. You're not kona a shtar with a shtar, because that's mili b'mili, it's a double abstraction, it doesn't work. Comes Rav Yehudoi Gaon and says, similarly, you can't be kona a shtar with chalifin. Why? Why? A big toastus. What do you think the svar is? Why shouldn't you be able to be kona a shtar the chalifin? Why? Because chalifin is the chalifin is mili. What he basically is saying is, if you can't be kona a shtar with a shtar because mili b'mili lo miknin, so then it's doch bezel bezach by chalifin. Chalifin is also mili. That's what he must be saying. V'hu adinami, you can't be kona b'chalifin because it's the same as a shtar, and that's a double abstraction. You can't be kona, an abstract thing, with an abstract kinyan, because it's a double abstraction, if you will, right? And that's not going to work. Now, why is chalifin mili? Chalifin is not mili. I'm giving a suda. What's the mili? Shtar, I understand. You're not giving the piece of paper. The key is the words on the shtar. That's mili. So mili can't be nicknamed a mili. But chalifin, isn't there an act? The answer is no. Chalifin, the ikar is not the act. The ikar might be the das kinyan. If the ikar is the das kinyan, the chalif and taka is an abstract kinyan. An abstract kinyan cannot be kona, a dover hanikna, that's also abstract, because the yisod is mili b'mili lo mikna. That could be what Rashi has in mind. Dafka kinyan chalifin can't be used to be kona dvarim, because mili b'mili lo mikna. Chalifin is a kinyan of mili. It's a kinyan of das. It's not a kinyan with a maisa. It's not a substantive kinyan. Yes, you're doing an act, but that act is just to demonstrate the das. The kinyan is all a kinyan mili. It's all a kinyan of das. A kinyan of das cannot work on dvarim because it's a davar she'en bo mamash. That's a double abstraction. That doesn't work. It's no different than trying to be kona a shtar with a shtar or a shtar with chalifin. It's mili b'mili, and that doesn't work. Says Rashi, that's why chalifin doesn't work. That's why Kenyan Dvaram doesn't work. Chazakah! Rabbeinu Yonah's Chazakah, Rashi would say Chazakah is not a king of Das. That's a king of Maisa. that's a kinyan of ma'isa, so then it should work even by dvarim. Even by dvarim. Because if the chisaron of kinyan dvarim is that the ma'isa kinyan can't relate, the ma'isa kinyan cannot relate to a davar shein b'mamash, and if we interpret that as saying that a kinyan that's a davar shein b'mamash, a kinyan das cannot relate to a davar shein b'mamash because it's a double abstraction, so that principle applies to chalifin, because chalifin is the only kinyan that's a kinyan das. But chazaka is like every other kinyan. That's a kinyan of mice, and if it's a kinyan of mice, then that can relate to a davar shein b'mamash. So the chisaron of kinyan dvarim is not going to work. Okay, we'll stop here for the Gemara, chelek of the shir. I'll take your question after the shir. I just